The town of Brattleboro put up a Civil War monument more than 100 years ago, but the monument doesn't recognize the African-American soldiers who served in that war. Now some local students want to change that. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports.
The people of Brattleboro put the monument up on the town common in 1887. It occupies a pretty prominent space in the park, with a bronze statue of a Union soldier standing on a hefty 20-foot-high granite base. And on one side of the monument, there's a bronze plaque that commemorates 385 local residents who enlisted in the Union Army. Last year, the Brattleboro Area Middle School Social Studies class took a field trip to see the monument, and they learned there were also African Americans from Brattleboro who fought and died in the war, but who weren't included when the monument was erected. Priya Kitzmiller was in seventh grade when they visited the monument, and she told her teacher that it wasn't cool to forget the black soldiers who served.
And right then and there, I told him that I wanted to do research on this and be the person that helps it change.
So when school opened up this fall, Kitzmiller says the students started organizing. They got the Brattleboro Historical Society on their side and are now preparing to go before the select board.
It's important to show that everyone is equal and that something as unimportant as the color of your skin shouldn't affect someone as a person or make it so that they aren't even a person anymore just because of what color they are. So we need to show that everyone is equal no matter what you look like or where you come from.
Kitzmiller and her classmates are students in Joe Rivers' class, where he's been teaching for about 40 years. Rivers is a big proponent of place-based learning. He says you can read about racism and slavery and war in books, or you can walk around the streets and hills and buildings around Windham County to learn more about the local stories.
It has a more of a long-term impact to have students learn about their own place and then be able to apply those things to the greater world as they're introduced to them. So that's what I've been trying to do for a while.
Rivers and his students first learned about the black Brattleboro soldiers 5 years ago, during the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. The local VFW asked the class to do a little research, and they tracked down military logs that weren't available when the monument first went up. Rivers says over the past 5 years, the students just kind of accepted the injustice and figured there wasn't much they could do. But this class, he says, wouldn't let it go.
Black Lives Matter happened, and people started thinking about the past a little bit differently. And so students who might have sat with that information before sat, but it irritated them. It wasn't something that would just sit and go away. It was something that festered.
As the students got more interested this year, they dug deeper. They learned more about the former Brattleboro residents who served in the war, and the students put a podcast together on their work.
Charles P. Smith was born in Brattleboro in 1842 and enlisted when African Americans were allowed to join the Union Army.
Isaac Sawyer enlisted in April 1863. Some reports state he was an escaped slave from Virginia who had been working in town and keeping a low profile to avoid
Benjamin Loney enlisted in 1864 and served in the 45th Massachusetts Regiment. In 1865, he died while in military service in Brownsville, Texas, at the age of 20.
Annabelle Thies is in eighth grade, and she's one of the students who counted up the Brattleboro soldiers in books and off of websites, and then compared it to the number of soldiers on the plaque. And she says even though the soldiers and their families are long gone, historians like her have a responsibility to help us all learn from the past.
If we're righting wrongs, then we're paving the way for future generations to also make the right decision, I think.
That was really good.
The students haven't exactly figured out what might happen, whether the town will replace the plaque on the monument or maybe put up a new plaque if the select board goes along with it. And they haven't yet started to raise money, but they've already received $125 from a Facebook post they put up about their work. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.